What happened to your car?
Car? Yeah, what happened to your car?
Long story.
Is it dead now?
What? What? R.I.P. car?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Just is.
What happened to it?
I couldn't afford it anymore.
Wait, what?
So wait, you sold it.
Did you not pay it off, or what?
No, it was paid off. I just couldn't afford it anymore, and it needed more care than it did. It needed more parts to it to run properly. It was breaking down. And I was on the freeway once, and I broke down there, so it was a reliability on me.
You are in a fucking mess, Judith. What the fuck?
Look, I know I'm a mess, but oh well.
Wait, how do you get to your work now, then?
I borrow cars.
What? Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Damn, borrow cars from who? Your family?
Yeah.
Alright. Well. I mean, Australia, I don't think has any actual public transportation either. Right?
So. No, we have buses and trains and all that, but I don't do that shit. I'd rather drive in control of the car instead of having someone else be in control of it.
Why?
What is that? What is that mindset? What the fuck?
It's just how it is. I like to be the one in control driving. I don't like other people driving for me.
Why? Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's just like going, okay, say if I had to go on a date, right? I'd be one driving. I wouldn't let him drive.
Okay, but do you think in a bus, like a fucking public transport bus, is gonna fuck you in the ass and like crash into some other car and kill you, get you killed or something?
Yeah, there's been so many accidents of it. So I'd rather be the one driving than have some random person drive for me.
There have been significantly more car accidents than bus accidents, that's for sure, okay?
Yes, but I'm still the one in control of the car.
So she just wants control.
No, not just control, it's just... the fuck?
You can sleep in a bus, like, you can fucking do other shit. You know, if you're on a bus or a train. Like, imagine when you're on a fucking plane going to another country, you can't be the one piloting the plane, right? Someone else will be in control anyway.
That's different. You're in the air. Of course, someone else is going to be driving. But it's more the fact that I'd rather be the one driving myself to places than have someone else do it for me.
But that doesn't make sense, because whenever in PUBG, you're always letting me drive. You're always hopping onto my car.
It is completely different.
And getting blown up. So that's why she doesn't want other people to drive. It's your fault.
Myself sometime.
Oop.
I mean, I wouldn't want Donkey to drive either, so...
What the fuck?
But...
I don't want him to drive. I'm just saying, like... PUBG is different, okay? That's a video game. It is not the real world.
Believe me, it's worse in the real world, okay?
No, it's not! What the fuck?
You would not want to get on the back of Donkey's fucking vehicle.
Why?
Actually, I would. I would.
I'm safe.
Wait, you just said yourself you don't want someone else to drive.
Yeah, someone who I don't know.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
But you know this person to be a dangerous fucking driver.
I know he's a dangerous driver. I know that. So I'll just still jump on.
What the fuck is this logic? It's like, oh, would you rather have a stranger sitting next to you, or would you rather have a known criminal sitting next to you?
criminal.
I would just label him a non-criminal.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I mean, it's an analogy, Donkey. Don't take it personally.
Unless you watch it. Fuck you.
Okay. Fuck's sake.
I can't even anymore.
I mean, trying to understand Jodith's logic and her point of view is equivalent to driving yourself into madness, you know? Trying to understand the absurdity of the world. That is the same level, okay? So we can't even begin to understand Jodith. That's what I've learned. So I'm not even going to try.
Jodith, is your brain smooth? Like, do you have, like, smooth brain?
No. Why, we all supposed to have smooth brains? Like,
no. If you're smooth brain, you're fucked, man.
Exactly.
Smooth brain. My brain's so smooth.
Oh, it's like rubbing it like the crystal ball. Oh, my brain.
Fuck.
Who has the smoothest head here? Like, whose head looks the smoothest? Probably Donkey, right? Like, he has the perfect, like, round shape on his head. Because my fucking scalp is bumpy.
Mine is perfect? Really round? It is?
But, yeah, look at that.
You look like a little oval.
A little egg. A little quail egg.
Fuck you, racist.
Oh my god.
Is my head not
long? Gonna make it better.
No, I'm just seeing how round it is. Jodith, how round is your head?
Round. I'm
how
probably
round is yours?
I'm fat, I don't know.
Wait, what the fuck is that statement? How round is your head? I'm fat, I don't know. What the fuck is that gonna do with anything, Jodith? What the flying fuck? What the fuck, man, Jodith?
She's saying what? He's round all around.
Oh, look. Oh, hello, Mr. Goat. When you got a landscape?
Are we doing this?
Look who decided to join.
Oh, meet Jodith. Jodith, meet Taurus.
Hi.
Wait, your landscape was fine. You just needed to flip the screen.
Oh, sorry. Is it okay now?
Yep. But yeah, meet each other.
Hi, this is Kabir.
Huh?
Kabir? What are you calling yourself? Kabir?
I go by Kabir, or I go by Larry, actually, because...
Larry!
It's
Wait, why?
It's a weird story, so... Well, look, most of the people can pronounce my first name, but my surname is easier to pronounce and it's common, so that's why a lot of people call me Kabir. But then some other people call me Larry, and the story about Larry is that before I came to Canada, my number belonged to some other guy called Larry, and on Truecaller... Like, every time people called me, the name Larry popped up. So then everybody just started calling me Larry.
Why did you just adopt the name just like that?
Yeah, I don't know. People just started calling me that. So I was like, alright, cool.
Wait. Can you give me a call? I want to see if it's true. I want to see if Larry pops up on my fucking phone. Yeah, I'm gonna send you my number on this. But imagine this motherfucker. get a call from him, and he's like, shows up Larry, and he picks up, and people are expecting, oh, this white fucking guy, this white ginger guy, probably Larry. Some Larry dude is calling me, and he's like, "Hello, Sharna, how may I help you?"
I don't have an accent like that. The fuck, bro? You're sounding me like, you know, those typical Indian dudes, like, you know, in Big Bang Theory, Rajesh Kutrapali.
Yeah,
like,
that's the joke.
That's the accent you're doing.
I put her number wrong with
Larry.
Larry.
You know, it doesn't help that. Okay, just say the name Larry and then look at his face.
Alright. Well, would you be able to tell I was brown with my accent?
Yes.
I would have told you. Yeah,
you're brown as fuck, bro. The brownest chocolate I ever seen.
Well, I'll take that.
It's like you listen to Jodith and you can tell that she's white as fuck.
What? I'm white? Oh shit, who knew?
Who knew?
Oh wow, there! Oh, don't have you Chinese Ching Chong Da!
Hold up, I didn't say I was Chinese, the fuck?
Oh, you Ching Chong, you like to cook a chow mein? Or you like the ping chi ling?
That's so you.
Ping chi ling.
The ping chi ling.
Bing bing chi ling. But yeah, it would be as ridiculous if Jodith here had the name. I don't know, it's fucking...
untrue color.
No, I don't know, what's the common Chinese name? Chinese girl name?
I don't know.
I have no idea as well.
Donkey.
Bro, I don't know, man.
I don't know, but yeah, imagine...
Okay, Li Ping, Li Ping, Li Ping! Leaping.
Okay, Leaping. Imagine Jonas' name was Leaping. Okay. Like, that does not match her fucking appearance or the way she talks. Wait, I sent you the number. Give me a call. Give me a call. I want to see.
Alright.
I'm gonna put this on. If this shit pops up with Larry, I'm gonna show it on camera.
Okay, so now Jody's name is called Leaping.
Leaping, as in you're leaping.
No, no, L-I spacing P-I-N-G.
Leaping.
Yeah.
Leaping.
Don't sounds like that.
Well, sadly, I can't call because I have to go ask my provider for international access or some shit.
Oh.
No, come on, Larry. Come on. Not like that.
Don't like that.
I mean, wait. It is what it is. I tried calling. That's the best I can do.
Wait, your name on Uber Eats Larry as well?
No, it's my legal. You know the worst thing about my name? It's like, you know, every Bengali guy has this common. If you're Muslim, you have this MD in front of your name. So, like, instead of saying, like, Muhammad something, it's like MD dash dash dash. So, it's like big
people
ass
think
name.
You're a doctor.
Most people don't know what MD means, right?
McDonald's.
So, they...
Yeah, the fuck?
All right.
Okay. So most people don't know, but they don't want to come off rude or guess that it means Muhammad, so they just call like MD, and that's just like weird.
Muhammad, okay. Larry.
Everybody would think I converted.
Like what? Oh shit. Why would you keep your first name then if you convert it? I don't know.
Would you change the entire name? Like, there's nothing wrong with Larry. Why couldn't it be Larry?
I don't know, Larry. I don't know. But
okay, now we have We have Li Ping, we have Larry. TK, what weird ass name do you gonna have?
I don't know. White.
Hey,
I'll
at least on the last episode, Donkey forgot my name. Like I knew he would, and he goes like, "Oh, we have our friend from Canada, Taurus or something," and I'm like, "Bitch."
Yeah, he just calls you Taurus. He doesn't even call you any name.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, we talk like for 2 hours and then you come up with, oh, it's Taurus.
Bro, that is the key to getting laid. You don't have to know the girl's name. That's the best way to get laid.
That's the key to getting laid.
Yeah, Jonas, do you remember every single dick that you fuck?
Why would I need to remember when it's only going to be one thing?
Exactly! See? Point proven, Larry!
Yeah, but it's like, if you want to suck the same guy's dick again, of course you're going to remember his name.
And hi, given Mr. that Taurus. It's my third episode or fourth, you are sucking my dick.
You
well, you don't have to worry about that now. He's just going to call you Larry. In fact, I'm going to call you Larry.
Well, I'll take it.
That's the funniest thing that I've heard. Like, he comes on. He comes out with this banjo looking hair like that, and like, oh, they just got me Larry.
I just woke up.
Okay, whose fault is that? I fucking called you when we were supposed to record. Okay,
you know that it's like 7 a.m. I'm sorry I was like 30 minutes late.
We all have different times.
Yeah, Jonas, apparently the time now for Jonas is
12:12 p.m. 12:12
Yeah, so she's sitting there like this hobo on the streets with this bath towel over her, like this fucking flasher, like waiting for like some hot guy to walk by and go, "Hey, baby."
You know, actually, there was a car that just drove past not too long ago. Should have went out there and flashed.
You would have made their day.
No, you would have caused a fucking car accident.
You're just try shouting, "My name Li Ping." Like, "My name Li Ping."
Ow.
She has her name like written with a marker on both of her tits. Li on one and Ping on the other. Oh my god.
So that's like Larry's dick with an L when it's directed. When it's erected, he goes, "My name is Larry." I don't want to imagine that. Please.
You did.
Get it out of my head.
You didn't have to say that. Now probably everybody is imagining that.
Yes. Now I'm looking at you and imagining that. That's so weird. Fuck. Ping chilling.
Well, when you're imagining that, imagine that I have a 6-pack abs as well, and I'm like, really, you know.
No, that's just stretching, bro. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Like, the best I can do is this fat tummy.
No one named Larry has a 6-pack. No.
That's a fair point. No.
Judith, have you ever met a 6-pack Larry?
I've never met a Larry in my life.
Well, there's always a first time.
First time for everything.
Never be. I'll ask every person that comes through drive-thru, "Is your name Larry?"
No, don't even ask them. Well, whoever comes through the drive-thru, you just say, "Hi, Larry, how may I help you?" Just force them to call them Larry. Like, even if it's a girl. Like, "Hi, Larry."
That might reflect on the tip, though.
I would do it just for the fun of it.
But, I wonder what would
happen. That's like such a pinnacle of like whitewashing someone. This brown dude goes to Canada and people can't even pronounce his name, so they just start calling him Larry, who has no connection with his accent.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that can't pronounce people's names. I have
traveled. Yeah, like, no, but the funny thing is, It fits him. Look at him. He looks Larry somehow. Like, for some reason, he looks like a Larry.
Look, people didn't know when I'm calling that who's on the other end. And to whatever you say, I don't have the worst accent ever. Like, people wouldn't be like, oh, he's Indian. Right. So, you know, it can work.
I thought you were Bangladesh.
That's the thing. People are racist. They see brown, they just think Indian. Oh, you're Pakistan? No.
They see brown panchot. Like, brown panchot.
Yeah, they just... And, you know, like, I saw this guy, like, one of my colleagues was like, no, I'm from Bangladesh. And this white-ass dude goes, but you guys were a part of India before 1948 or 47, right? And we both were like, damn. That guy might be racist, but he knows his stuff. Like, what?
Why are you always getting impressed at people like insulting you?
Yeah. Why are you getting impressed?
I didn't need a death flashback, but okay.
Maybe racist, but got a facts right, man, motherfucker.
Yeah, damn, he's racist, but he knows his history.
Yeah, he knows his shit. He has the right to be racist now, man. What the fuck?
That's like saying to a Canadian, like, yeah, you're Canadian, but you were part of fucking America, right? Like, you were all just the same. You were all part of the British Empire, right? So, I'll just call you British.
Yeah, and pretty much every Canadian is an immigrant. Like, regardless of how long you have been living here, because, you know, only the small percent of people were living here, and most of it were immigrants. Even the, like, five or seven generations ago or whatnot. Yeah, it's just like the land of immigration. Like,
all of us are fucking immigrants. Like, everyone in this chat.
But yeah, they are also immigrants because they butchered and killed the inhabitants that were living there.
No, they didn't took kill over. Them. They're still here. It's just like they're a minority.
What
now.
Is left of them? Okay, what is left of them is there. Like, before the Australians, before Jodeth, before the prisoners, okay, came to Australia, it was inhabited by the inhabitants, the Aboriginals, okay? But these British prisoners just went there and wiped most of them out. And just started, it's like, yeah, it's ours now. Like, what are you going to do about it? Only now are they coming and saying, like, yes, what we did was wrong, and we should protect this minority group, which were the original people. We turned them into a minority, but okay, we fucked up.
Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But the only Aussie there is, like, keeping so quiet.
Because I don't know what to think.
I knew it! You fucking panchoed you! You're like, I'm looking at your face and you're just like...
she might just start googling stuff. Is it true? Do they know about...
She's blank! Look at her, she's blank! She has the blankest face I've ever seen.
No, she's too lazy to Google, we found out today, so...
Yeah.
She's not gonna do that.
I won't. Take more time.
Yep, she has this, like, capacity, like, fuel capacity that she just switches off after, like, 15 minutes. And if you think my memory is bad, wait till we meet Jodeth then.
Hey, my memory isn't as bad as yours, you old fart.
Oh, for real? When is my off day again?
Sunday.
No.
Yeah, she said Sunday.
No, it's a Saturday.
No, you said... Fuck you. You said...
Been cheating.
That is Sunday, whatever. Same thing.
Oh my god. But...
wait, you're working on Sunday? Ew. Oh wait, I can't...
If you don't know your history, you don't have the right to be racist, okay? You need to get your history right, and then you have the right to be racist.
But at least in Larry's point of view.
Yeah, that's why Jonas is just staying quiet.
Well, yeah, fair point. Okay, the next time when we meet, I'm going to study up all your motherfucking history so that I can hold insult in front of you. Like, oh, you fucking brown bunch on you. Before I say this next thing, I'm going to give you a history lesson. And you'll be like, okay, da. Okay, da. Come on, bring it to me, da. I'll bring, bring out this whole textbook and like, okay, you parapunda, you sutile, panda, sutile.
It's not gonna be easy because, you know, in like BD in Bangladesh, we had to learn about our history in every grade from like probably 3rd grade to 12th, and the same history repeated. So we learned about this history for so long that I don't think so. You can roast us, like you could know, but you wouldn't be able to because we do that ourselves.
No, but it's easy. He just needs to learn the history, right? Like we already know. He just needs to pick up one of the textbooks and, like, read it.
I don't think that will ever happen.
Exactly. So, this is pointless.
Yeah. When it comes to, like, studying, I'm a Jodith.
Really?
Like, yeah, literally, whatever you see on Jodith's screen now, that is me reading a book. Like, I'm equally blank. I'm just like... And the teacher asks me something. I'm like, really? Me? That's the kind of reaction you have.
Speaking of reading, do you guys, any of you know about Gilgamesh?
Yeah.
I've heard the word, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay, where do you know it from, Donkey? From Fate?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you watched Fate?
Well, I've seen Fate. Yeah.
Oh, you've seen Fate? Fate Zero?
Yeah. Fate Zero and Fate Stay Night. I think I saw both of them.
Same, I think.
So Gilgamesh is from that. He's like a historical figure. So you guys were speaking of reading, so it just reminded me that recently I have been reading. Me.
Wow.
What, manga? Comics?
So amazing to hear that you can read.
An actual book. I can read. And and it's not because I wanted to, it's because I had to. Okay, because of this literature class I'm taking. So in this literature class, we actually have to study a few like historical like epics. So we have like Homer's Odyssey, we have Metamorphosis, some other text I forgot, and the Epic of Gilgamesh, which I'm reading right now. And so I'm actually learning. I'm actually reading the original text of Gilgamesh, and the way they portray it in the anime, like how he's like an arrogant, pompous dick, you know, very boastful, very arrogant. He's exactly like that, actually. Like, if you read the original story, that's what Gilgamesh was actually like. So it's fucking interesting, because in that way, the anime was very accurate in portraying his character. But yeah, and it's like the oldest known story to man, actually. Like, the oldest known story ever found in written form. Because it was written sometime in the 3000 BC, okay? And during the Mesopotamian era. And is the oldest found, like, piece of literature, and it's so interesting to read it and to see like how different the literature style was back then. Like, the story is not told like in a normal story way, it's told in like a poetry. It's like folklore type poetry, and it's like four stanzas, every four lines is like poetry. Okay, so they go by and they talk. It's a unique and interesting read. But yeah, I really liked it because Gilgamesh is like, he's not a typical hero character. He was a pompous douche, okay, an arrogant asshole like they show in anime. He's not good, okay? He was the king of this country. He was king of Uruk. And he was a horrible king to his fucking people. He used to rape his fucking people all the time. He used to like kill, he used to challenge random people, like just kill them off. He also used to have this. So this also I learned, like, in, did you know in ancient times they had this tradition where, I forgot the term, what it's called, but the kings in olden times had a right. It was called the king's right. So whenever someone in their kingdom got married, they had the right to sleep with the bride on the first night. To sleep with the bride before the groom, actually. The king had the first right to take the virginity of the bride. And yeah, that used to happen. That was a tradition. And he used to do that as well.
I mean, if you think about it, for like, not a bad point of view, like a different point of view outside of the box, that woman could actually impress the king so much that she could be the next queen. So it's worth a shot. Most people don't get that. A shot to impress to be the queen. Think about it. If she's too good, he might just, you know, take her for himself.
It wasn't a shot. They had no choice. Okay.
But if you think about it,
if they really wanted to and like have a choice, then yeah, they could. Like, who'd give up a chance to be a queen?
Yeah. Me. See, I would. Jordan understands.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be a queen anyway. But I get the point of view. Huh?
What? Well, maybe some guy already told her she is the queen, that's why. So if she's the queen, then she can't be.
No guy's ever told me I'm a queen. The fuck?
You're sleeping with the wrong guys, Jodith. TK, I was just sending you the time slot around, so at least if you need to censor that word, you know where to go to find it.
Oh shit, did I say the R word?
Yeah, you did.
Oh no!
Well, what is the R word? The one that I'm thinking, or there is another one? I'm confused.
The four-letter word. Yeah.
There's a four-letter word starting with R?
Yes. Why? I was thinking, fucking doing the maths on his finger.
Yeah, I was thinking the eight-letter R word.
But yeah, okay, it's called Freud de Seigneur, that ritual. And it's crazy. But yeah, this what was I gonna say? Yeah, so that was crazy. So I am actually reading. It's actually interesting. I haven't finished it yet. I will. But yeah, the reading classical literature like that gives you a different perspective on things. Like, all the stories we see now are some way like taken directly a lot of times from those old stories. Like, those old archetypes and roles and character types, they actually carried over to this day. Like, a lot of the times, the idea of the hero, the idea of the anti-hero, the idea of the supporting best friend role or character, you know? Like, it's so many of them. It's really interesting to read that and, like, see today's culture in that view as well. So, ultimately, like, Gilgamesh was a terrible person, but by the end of the story, of course, he improves. And it was because of his friend, Enkidu, who was created by the gods to, like, put him in place. So he beat him. He beat Enkidu. But they actually created a friendship, and through that they learned and, like, matured and grew up. So by the end of the story, Gilgamesh actually became a wise and good king. So that was interesting. I really liked the story. And now the character from the anime actually makes a lot more sense, and the history, since I know the history. So,
but in the anime, he went after Arthur. That doesn't make sense. Like, oh, hello, baby boy, I want to have you. But in fate, like, Arthur is a female.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it kind of makes sense because in the story, Enkidu, his friend, right? In the story, it's said like they had like a romantic relationship as well. Like yeah, it wasn't
Arthur is a character by itself as well.
Yeah, I know. But when they showed that Gilgamesh had interest in Arthur, because not Arthur, in the anime it's a girl, so Artorias. So he had an interest in her because she was so strong and powerful, right? Gilgamesh saw her as an equal, or close to an equal. That's why he was so interested in marrying her. It's the same way in the original story, he was interested in Enkidu. Because he was the closest in strength to him. So that's why they created that bond of friendship slash romance slash whatever, partnership, whatever, you know. So in that way, it actually makes sense why, like, Gilgamesh only respects the strong. He hates the weak. He only respects the strong and wants to, you know, only be associated with them. So that's why in Fate Zero, when he beat Iskandar, remember? Iskandar, what was his other name? Alexander, yeah. Alexander. Yes. He beat Alexander. He actually had respect for Alexander at the end, near the end, because he was like a strong opponent.
I can't remember anything.
Yeah, I forgot most of the name. I even forgot Gilgamesh's face, so I had to Google it, and I was like, oh, this
Archer's,
dude.
Yeah, Archer's face.
It all makes sense, yeah.
It's Archer's face. He is Archer's, like, he is Archer.
Yeah, he takes the role of Archer in that war. The roles are always changing, but Fate, that anime makes, it impacts you a lot more when you know about the historical background of the characters. I already knew about Iskandar or Alexander, because we all know about Alexander, right? He fucking conquered and crusaded all of Europe up until India, you know? So, I knew about King Arthur as well from the movies and other stories. And yeah, now I know more about Gilgamesh, and it's a really fun character, actually. I like his character because it's not a typical, like, good character, you know? It's not a typical hero character. He's actually a very giant, he's a huge douche. He's not a hero at all. He's not a good guy. The whole story of Gilgamesh is about how by the end of the story, he just, from this horrible, terrible king, he like graduates to becoming a good king for his people.
Sounds like the kind of guys Jodif would like.
I'm not answering that. It probably is, but I don't know.
See? Fucking hell, what the fuck is... It probably is.
She believes in there's good in him, you know? He can change for me.
I can change him. I can change
him. I can change him.
No. I would never try to change someone for my benefit. Like, that doesn't help, like, anything. If you want to change someone, then fine, you can try, but it won't work. You can't force someone to change.
Wow, that's a weirdly wise...
Yeah, I think you can help somebody to change. That's a weirdly wise thing, though,
to set. Okay? We usually don't get that level of wisdom from her.
For like, yeah, Larry, you have to understand that this is the first time that we hear something from Jodith that is suddenly so actual and so serious and that proper. Usually it's just like, huh? Like that.
You should see some of the older episodes with her, or like just watch this episode, you know, until you came in, and then you'll see. But yeah, so, what were you saying, Larry? I missed what you said.
Yeah, I said, like, you know, like, there could be impact from other people that could help you change, be it a friend or a girlfriend or wife, right? It's not like we are immune to change, we won't change. But sometimes if somebody shows you that whatever you're doing is wrong, it could help you improve and be a better person. So it's not like completely false that a girl can't change him, but he or she has to be in the right mindset to change, or wanting to adapt or whatnot.
Like, you have to change on your own terms. You can't just change because someone wants you to change.
Yeah, that's true. I think people are changing all the time.
Yeah. Really.
But it's if someone specifically wants you to change and tells you you need to change this, you'll be more stubborn about it and not want to change.
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah. You need to let it happen somewhat naturally. Of course, the people you meet along the way, the people you know have an impact in your life, they contribute to you changing your views and personality over time. But if someone just out of nowhere just comes in into your life and they're like, yeah, I'm going to change you as a person, I'm going to change you completely, no, that's not going to work.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck, if someone told me to change, I'd like tell them to shove it up.
Exactly. So, actually, the more people change, the more they stay the same. Also, so.
Not fair.
It's weird. People are weird, okay? Humans are weird. I watched a movie yesterday. It's called The Worst Person in the World.
Okay. You watched yourself?
Was about you?
I just stared in the mirror for 2 hours. That's what I did.
Oh, amiko matai.
How the movie ends. Just saying goodbye in the mirror.
he just writes like some credits rolling in front of his face.
I put on some music.
And then it ended with this person.
Directed by TK.
Yeah, after finishing the movie, TK started listening to Hello Darkness, My Old.
He should have heard earlier. He was talking about how he wanted to suck his own dick. I'm bringing that back up.
Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
No, the end was quite climactic. It was an actual climax because it ended with my cum on the mirror. So that's how the movie ends. And
or did you also swallow a little bit as well?
I don't swallow.
You
spit?
Ew.
I spit on your face.
Didn't your mother taught you anything? You don't spit.
Wait, what the fuck what are they teaching you in Bangladesh, man? What the fuck? What kind of parents are they teaching you, like, in Bangladesh? Like,
no,
the
as a kid, like, they're like...
A little boy, okay, you my son, let me teach you the first thing you need to do when someone puts white liquid in their mouth is swallow, okay?
Yeah,
like that, like mommy
it.
Did. Because if
Mil, mommy... you're not supposed to... The first thing you have is a white liquid as a kid. It's milk.
Yeah, you probably spit that out too.
We
took a dark
turn. Anyway, I was watching this movie last night, okay? You guys should watch it. It's a really good movie. It's called The Worst Person in the World, and it came out the same year as Drive My Car, which I talked about in a previous episode. It was also nominated for the Oscars. It didn't win. Drive My Car won in the end. But this one was also a really good movie. It's like from Norway. It's a Norwegian movie. And this fucking movie, like, it's so real. It's like the most real movie I've seen ever. Like, the movie, it didn't feel like a movie. It just felt like a reality, okay? It didn't feel like I was watching a movie or a performance, you know, or like, you know, fictional story that's going on. It just seemed like real life. Like, it was too real, in fact. Like, it got you thinking, okay? It got me fucking thinking, and I fucking thought about it for a while after that. What?
So that's the first of you.
It's a 3-hour-long movie, right?
No, it's 2 hours. And, it's... Like, there's so much about the movie, but basically it's like showing us the human nature that we aren't good. Like, humans aren't good or bad, and nobody's like the best person or the worst person in the world, you know? We're all just fucked up humans, okay? We're never happy. We changing our mind all the times. We're jumping from relationship to relationship or job to job. We're never happy with something, no matter... We should be happy. We should be content.
Is that a director?
But there's no such thing as actually being happy of one thing.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
you can't be happy for, like... There are some things you can't be happy for. But, like, there's no ending of happiness, right? Like, you can't always be a happy person.
Not like happy, but you can be content.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, but that's just because how we are flawed as humans, and that movie shows it. Like, the movie is about this character, this girl, the movie starts with this girl, like, jumping through, like, different courses in university, okay? She doesn't know what she wants to do with her life, okay? At first, she starts studying medicine. She studies to become a doctor. She studies medicine, but almost, like, halfway through, she's like, I don't want this, okay? My heart's not in it. I don't feel like it. And then she realizes that, you know, I don't like the outside. I'm not concerned about the body. I'm concerned about the mind. I want to know about people's inner thoughts, and I want to help people from the inside or whatever. So then she drops that and she starts studying psychology after that, okay? And then halfway through that, she's like, I don't like this anymore. I think.
Okay, are you spoiling the movie entirely? Yeah. Or are you just giving us the plot?
No, this is the prologue. This is like in the first 5 minutes of the fucking movie.
Okay, then cool. Don't spoil it. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. I'm not going to spoil it, but actually, there's nothing to spoil in the movie. It's like nothing spoilerish happened. It's just the whole movie is just like actual human. You know,
I just feel like I will get irritated like at this movie. Like, can you make up your fucking mind? Like, you know, you guys know how much I hate people, right? So watching that movie, I'm reading it now.
There is a character you will really like, Donkey. There is an artist, fucking comic book artist, okay? You will really fucking like. He's like the second...
Blunt as me.
No, I really liked him because he goes along with my personality, and I think he goes along with your personality as well. So yeah, he's like the second lead in this movie. So you'll really like him. I liked him, but it's not even about liking the character. So after she, like, halfway through psychology, she's like, no, I don't like this anymore. She goes into photography. She starts sleeping with models and doing other shit. And then she meets this guy who is the comic book artist I told you about. And she decides, oh, she's in love with him now. She's going to move in with her. And she likes writing now. That's her passion. So she stops doing photography, starts working at a bookshop, and doing writing on the side. And she's also in a relationship with this other character. But this other character is like a comic book artist, and people actually know her. But they actually know him, but they don't know her. And the only thing she ever knew was that she always wanted to be someone, or she always wanted to do something. She didn't know what, but she wanted to do something that people would notice her for, or people would give her, you know, some kind of appreciation for, you know? So she's, during this relationship, that's what she's struggling with. Seeing her famous, or not even famous, underground comic book writers aren't that famous, but some people know him, okay? So that's what she's struggling with, being with someone who actually has something, created something in the world, and versus her, who hasn't done anything. And that's what she's struggling with. And that's like the first 5 to 10 minutes of the movie. And the whole movie is about, like, it's really good. It's not even about liking or hating the characters. Sure, I hated the character at first. Like, she does some horrible stuff, and you will definitely hate her. But by the end of the movie, you'll be like, damn, like, I've had those feelings. I've had those thoughts. I've been in the same position as the girl, you know, not knowing what the fuck am I doing. Just thinking that I want to do something, but not knowing what to do. And I can relate with the other characters, like the comic book guy, like, goes through some shit as well. But, yeah, by the end of the movie, you just realize people are so, like, fucked up. And, like, we're just always flawed, humanly, because even if we're all our needs are met, we always have these wants, and we always want more and never satisfied with shit. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. You guys should watch it.
What was it called again?
The Worst Person in the World. Yeah.
Funny.
AKA TK.
Wow. It's the worst person on.
The worst person on here is probably me, yeah.
AKA insert whatever name you want to insert. It's fine.
The worst person on Earth or something like that, right?
In the world.
In the world, yeah. That's the movie name.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about movies, I watched, like, Smile.
Oh, my God. I'm dying to watch that.
Please don't have any expectations like I did.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The trailers are so good, but it's the whole movie, right? I just sum it up into a summary, which is just like, okay, you saw the trailers already, right?
Yeah.
Imagine the trailer were all the best parts of the movie.
You're fucking kidding.
Oh, yeah, that sucks when movies do that.
Yeah, and it's literally like, it's like taking 5 minutes of your time. Okay, imagine you taking a shit 5 minutes in a toilet and using that 5 minutes to drag it out into a 2 hours movie. Two hours movie, yeah. Kind of situation. It's like they're showing you squeezing it like, like for like half an hour, like all the veins, zooming in and out on veins. The next minute showing you all the tears coming off your eyes. The next half an hour showing you clenching your fist. And finally, you let out the shit for like 1 minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of
movie. So all the build up for something that doesn't deliver in the end, right?
Yeah, it has no plot. Like, okay, it has a plot, but it's so loose. It's looser than my ex's vagina.
Vagina.
Fuck you, Judith. And it's so weak. I just can't. It's so weak. It's like, okay, it's weak. It's like
beta.
Okay. What was that? What was that Paimon movie name again?
The Hereditary. Hereditary.
Yeah. Imagine that movie, but like F grade version of it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's pretty much that, and then it becomes like a movie solely focused on this narcissistic person, like that's all in a mind, and yeah, you know, it's bullshit. I just sat in a fucking cinema for like 2 hours, just like, fuck me, why am I here?
You went to the fucking theater to watch this movie?
Yeah.
Did you go by yourself?
What?
You fucking lying. I said, what? Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
You loner.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. You're supposed to have someone there with you. I'm actually going to be going to a cinema soon, but I'm not going alone.
You fucking wanker.
He's just rubbing it in your face, huh?
I am. What? Just a little.
I like doing it alone. Like, I mean, in more than one way.
Mm, doing it alone.
And this is all he needs, right?
Yeah, no, but like, okay, because like I go to this place to do some work, like for some days, so I would sit at a cafe and do some work, and then there's a cinema like right behind me, so I mean I like it to watch it alone because it's like you don't have to wait for friends. Like, hey, do you want to watch this? And like, yeah. Okay, so you have to arrange a time with them, and then you know you're so eager to watch it, but then what if like last minute they have to cancel the plans because of work or something, and then like, oh fuck, you have to postpone it to next week. Like, there's so many times because of scenarios like that that I don't get to watch a movie that I really wanted to watch. And, you know, you just forget all about it. Like, until, like, a few years down the road and be like, oh, yeah, fuck, I wanted to watch this, but I was waiting for a friend to watch it and we didn't get to watch it kind of situation.
Yeah.
So, I figured, like, fuck that, man. I, like, you know, I don't want to rely on anybody. If I, like, I want to go to this restaurant, I'll go by myself. If I want to, like, watch a movie, I'll watch it by myself. So, like, you know, I get things done that what I really want to do.
Yeah.
I just
don't go to theaters. I can just watch it on my... Watch it in the room, I don't know. Yeah, watch it on my fucking special websites.
You know what I mean?
Really? Your special website? Your porn?
I mean, but it's fun to watch it, like, it's fun to go to theaters, like, every now and then.
Yeah, like, you can go there for the fun of it, but, like, you can also just watch it at home.
If it turns out to be a bad movie and you've gone to the theaters, doesn't it feel like, oh, fuck this shit. I came all the way here for this? Like, is it disappointing when it's, like, it turns out to be shit?
It's not about the visit to the theaters that disappointed me. It's more like the enthusiasm that I had for the movie that disappointed me. Yeah, because the trailers were really good. Like, it's all about that smile. And you know that I'm that kind of person who's into this kind of psychotic smile. So I'm like, oh, this might be good. And voila, fuck me. Watching my own asshole shit better than that.
No, that's why you should watch some reviews before you go. Watch a movie.
But the thing is, when you watch too much reviews, you get confused, and then you become that girl in that worst movie. You know, you just become indecisive, and you're like, I shouldn't watch it. Palapunde, where should we go? Okay, let's go eat. Oh no, I don't want to eat. Oh, let's watch a movie again. Okay, naka.
No, I don't watch too many reviews. I just have like one or two people that I know that I will, you know, that like are similar to my opinions. That I agree with, so I just watch like one or two reviewers that I know. So that's what I base my judgment off of.
This porn is good, TK. Trust me.
I'm kind of leaning on with Donkey. Like, for me, it's the same. Like, I'll look it up. Like, if it has a rating anywhere below like 7 IMDb, I'm like, why would I bother? Like, yeah. My time is worth more than this. And even though I like the trailer or whatnot, I would be leaning to not watching it.
That's what I'm saying. That's not what Donkey's saying.
No, you're saying that you would after you have seen a video or two of a review.
No, that's why I watch a review. And if it's not good, and the people I agree with say it's not good, then I'm not watching it.
The people you agree with is IMDb?
No! I didn't say IMDb. You're the one saying IMDb. I have one or two reviewers I follow on YouTube. It's like Chris Stuckman and like Charlie. You know, like these two people mainly.
No, TK, I think for that moment you confused him is because he thought you had friends until you mentioned that it's just some YouTubers. It helped him to clear the understanding.
It is YouTube. I'm not taking reviews from friends. Like, I'm not taking Donkey's review of like, oh, this cool new porn you should watch. I'm like, okay. That's not what's happening here.
At 3 a.m. he's sending you hentai links like, bro, this is the shit.
TK, I sent it to Joe. That's Jodeth. Jodeth is the one who's sending us weird shit at 3 fucking a.m. Like,
yeah,
that's fair. That's me. Yeah, I send you guys shit.
Like the weirdest shit, like out of nowhere. Like this video she sends has totally no correlations to the next video that she sends, side by side. Like the first video is about this, like this parrot making dirty jokes, and the next one can just be like this young black kid like smacking someone else with a bar. Like the fuck, Jonas? How did this video even link up to whatever fuck you're watching?
I don't know.
It's a random consciousness.
Yep.
Imagine her algorithm. You know, her algorithm is out there begging for mercy.
What algorithm? She doesn't have that anymore.
It's just fucked.
Yep. So yeah, but yeah. So anyways, don't have like too much expectations of that movie. It's probably one of the worst ones. Like,
okay,
movies are so getting so bad nowadays. Like,
yeah, like have you guys seen Thor?
Oh, the new one. I have.
It's like one of the worst movies I've seen in my life.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that Marvel was like, oh sure, we should it should be out there.
Bro, you can't have expectations from Marvel movie. You can't be going and expecting good cinema, okay? It's a Marvel movie. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get popcorn, action flick, and you're going to get some jokes, and that's all you're going to get. That's a Marvel movie, okay? You're not going in expecting the Godfather here.
They just shift their narrative from, you know, the saving the universe, and then they're going to multi-universe, and now it's just fucking comedy skits all over. Like, it's fucking comedy. The way they introduced new cat, it was so horrible.
It was so horrible.
That it's like, it, you know, like, bad. If you want to torture somebody, just play this on and, like, strip their eyes. They would fucking probably die out of
it. Like, but I watched it, and I'm going to watch all the future movies anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's
hell yeah.
Horrible because, movies, let's go.
Yeah, because I'm in the MCU Woo! Shit, bro.
Fuck that, no. I'm learning that.
Like, finally somebody agrees with me. Like, anybody who goes like, yeah, I like DC, and I'm like, why do you hate yourself? Like, I don't know. Like, for me, Marvel has been so much better than DC. Why would anybody prefer DC over Marvel?
Oh, actually, the new Black Panther coming out is actually good, I heard.
Wakanda Forever!
Yeah, I heard it's actually decent. It's not all fucking jokes and shit. They actually, because Chadwick Boseman died, right? Black Panther. So, a major part of the movie is, like, dealing with that death. And shit. So it's actually a pretty serious movie. And the character of Namor, the new character, villain character they're introducing, is, I heard, pretty badass as well. So I heard it's not bad.
Yeah. Like, don't get my expectations too high.
I heard it's not as good as the original Black Panther, but it's near that level. It's definitely going to be better than fucking Thor, Love and Thunder.
Fuck.
Yeah, right.
Wait, Jordan likes watches MCU stuff.
Jordan, wow. Do you
watch like the Marvel? Iron Man bullshit? Yeah, I watch it here and there.
I mean, everyone does. Okay, it's at this point, it's culture. It's like mainstream.
I don't. Media.
You don't, but at some point, you've seen one of the Marvel movies, have you not? What? You haven't seen Iron Man?
Nope.
The Avengers?
Nope.
Spider-Man?
Wow.
Okay.
I stay true to my roots of not liking the mainstream stuff, bro.
I mean, okay.
Okay, but why is that? So, like, let's say somebody tells you Game of Thrones is the shit. You would be like, nah, that's too mainstream. I won't watch it.
The more someone tells me that this is the shit, the more... Because, okay, first thing is, okay, it boils down to the roots of me in general communicating with someone. Like, I realize that whenever I talk to people, like normal people over here, like whatever they find nice and they introduce it to me are usually very surfaced. And there's nothing that really interests me a lot, but there are movies that interest me a lot, like, let's say the movie Orphan. It's this psychotic killer thing. And I relate that movie so much that I talk to people in depth about it. And they just can't
relate. Why do you relate to that movie?
Anyway, so...
Oh, what the fuck? You guys never watched Orphan, I guess. Have you watched Orphan?
I haven't.
Oh.
Jordan, have you watched Orphan?
The one that you suggested to me? The one with the girl?
Yeah, the fucking adopted girl who's actually a fucking psychopath.
You know there's another one, right?
Yep. Yeah. Just came out another one.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty bad though.
It looks pretty bad.
I haven't seen number two, but I've seen number one.
Yeah, number one was good.
First one. I don't know why you would relate to that though.
Because he's a psychopath.
Yeah, it's part of the mental issue shit. I don't know what I can't remember what was it that specifically got me into understanding that character. But yeah, it was like stuff like that. Okay, let's say that Paimon movie that you shared it to me. Like let's say if I was the one who is introducing it to people around me, the first thing that I'll be saying is like, you gotta check this out, man, it's about Paimon. You know, I wouldn't say it's a horror movie. I'll be like, this is about Paimon and the way they got into it, like the accuracy of the whole ritual, everything, blah, 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 is what interested me. But people will be more interested in watching it as a horror movie.
Yeah.
So that's where I put a conclusion on whatever people tell me is nice, it's not for me. Because whatever they enjoy are on a surface level of enjoyment. And it's different for what I'm looking for in the movie itself.
Yeah, but you can't tell unless you watch it, right? Because, like...
Yeah, but that's how...
As much as MCU could suck, it has a really good story, and it's pretty good. And if it wasn't, then millions of people wouldn't like it, right? It wouldn't be the hype that it has built on over the years. It surely probably has something for you in it as well.
If it's
like, I think it's just awareness. Oh, most people like it, but I'm different. I don't, because you know, I'm different. I have opinions. It's just like so uptight for me. Like, bro, give it a shot. You might enjoy it. Like, sure, you won't.
It's just not my
everything,
thing.
But there's always something for you.
No, believe me, Donkey isn't the kind of person that is not gonna watch shit movies. Okay, that's what he eats for dinner. Literally, he sits down for his dinner, and he's gonna sit down and crouch his legs like this. And on his phone, he's gonna turn on like the most generic, like fucking 2000s comedy something movie. He fucking watched Hotel Transylvania Part 5 when he was eating dinner. That's the kind of shit he watches. Okay, he watches Girls Trip when he's eating dinner. Like, that's the kind of movies he just eats for dinner. Okay, so he's not someone who's above the level of like, oh, this is beneath me. I'm not gonna watch it. No, he's just not gonna watch it because people are telling him to watch it. That's why he's not gonna watch it.
Yeah, like usually, because first thing is, I'm not into all the superhero stuff. And if you were to ask me to pick, like, a character of all this, right, from all this madness, my kind of character is probably be like Venom, like anti-hero kind of thing, like someone very dark, or like the Joker, Heath Ledger's kind of Joker kind of thing. That's the kind of stuff that interests me more.
Yeah, me too. Like, I like the fact that, because, you know, like, being a hero and I want to save everybody is not like, that's just, you're a kid, come on, grow up. You can't save everyone.
Yeah, but I just don't find it. It's like how some movies, some kind of genre movies, you just don't click with it. So it's not that I'm trying to be like, oh, just because you tell me it's nice. But the first thing is, you know, just okay, like the moment I see it like everywhere, there's a reason why I'm not watching it. And all the more when people start telling me that, you know, you depends on who's telling me it. Like, if it's a really close friend, like, or maybe like guys, like you guys know like where I'm coming from, you guys are telling me that's not bad, there's a storyline to it. Like how TK was introducing that Paimon movie to me, but I'm like someone who doesn't like modern horror movies and someone who is into the occult. So it's like, hey, you really gotta check it out. It's not bad as a movie. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's, you know, I will check it out. But if those
That's why I told him about Hereditary. It's this horror movie which is like based around this pagan god, Paimon.
Demon, yeah.
Yeah, demon. And I know the donkey's into that shit, so I knew he would be interested because it's about that character. So I told him like, yo, you check this out because it has this character and stuff. And that's why he was interested. If it was just a normal like modern horror movie, he probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. So it's just if, because you have to understand, like, people, like, normal people, like, the things that they talk about are really so superficial, and whatever interests them is just very superficial. So it's like, I'm not gonna fucking waste, like, 2 hours of my time to sit there to, like, try to enjoy a point that I don't enjoy at all.
Yeah, but that's I completely understand. I have been into situations where, like, somebody said that this is the best shit ever, you gotta watch this, and I watched, like, 10 minutes into it, I know this is shit. And then I had to sit through 2 hours, finish this thing, and be like, you're not my friend anymore. Like, your opinion is dead for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, I like Gintama a lot, and Gintama is a very mainstream animation. So
wait. Before that, any of you hear any static, or is it just me?
Yeah, I just did.
Like, oh, I think it's mine because I'm charging my phone. Hold on, is it gone now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's probably from my phone because I was charging it.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. So yeah, I was saying that Gintama is something very generic and very mainstream, but I didn't mind that because why I like Gintama is because they're really fucking stupid. It's like they're so absurd. Yeah, they're so absurd, and I genuinely like that movie and whatever they're doing with it. It's so random and it's so stupid that you can't, like, what the fuck, you know? Like, yeah, so it's not that I'm trying to be a gatekeep. I'm trying to gatekeep, like, all this genres, but I just don't like superficial stuff.
So, yeah, I wanted to say about the mainstream thing that, yeah, I mean, that's the reason why that's mainstream, right? Because everyone can enjoy something about it. It's like popcorn turn off your mind entertainment. And, like, especially kids are into it as well. So their parents have to watch it when kids are watching it. Also, everyone else watches it because it's cool, it's hip. So that's why it's like, that's why it's mainstream. That's why shit like that gets popular. It's not because it's the best shit, even though people who've never seen anything else will be like, yo, bro, this is the best shit. This poor movie is like the best fucking movie you ever watched, bro. Like, fuck.
this is a two different kind of mainstreams that, yeah, like TK said, like, if it's mainstream and it's really good for what it is, then yes, I can accept it. But if it's like, the typical, oh, this is good, you watch it, none the fuck is this, kind of mainstream.
Yeah, I would say Marvel movies are at a point where not all the movies are good and not all the movies are bad, okay? There are some really good movies and there are some really shit movies as well. But the problem is, it's one big story. Like, every movie continues into another movie. Every movie has something connected.
Yeah, it's like a series. It's like a series, but on big screen.
Yeah, it's like a fucking anime, but big screen, you know, with movies. So it's like, you, even with the really good movies, you won't get the complete, like, meaning or impact of that movie if you're not following the whole story. Okay?
Yeah, so
If you didn't watch Avengers Endgame or Infinity War, you're not gonna know what the fuck is going on anymore, right? You don't know where the fuck Iron Man went. You don't know why Spider-Man is going through all this shit. You're not gonna know any of this shit.
I only know this. That's all I know.
You've seen the GIFs, right? You've seen the memes and shit.
Yeah, the... that's all I saw.
Bro, you remember the time that, like, Iron Man iron fisted Thanos in the ass in Endgame? That was so cool, right?
I think I downloaded the wrong Avengers.
Yeah. Like, when he said, when the Hulk said it's smashing time and went balls deep in the Scarlet Witch, you know?
It's avenging time!
Shit.
And the time when Captain America was playing frisbee with Spider-Man using his shield, you know, like, looking.
And Spider-Man shot the wrong web.
Yeah, his web just started coming out of his ass all of a sudden, and it was a whole thing. Like, dude, where are these, like, these Marvel movies are going crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? And now how Hawkeye shot his load on Black Widow.
Yeah, how Hulk got too angry and busted a literal nut in Black Widow. Like, damn.
Anyways, yeah. But, I wonder if... Have you guys watched, like, Venom? Like, Let There Be Carnage or something?
Oh, I was gonna say that. Dude, that second movie was so bad.
It was bad? Wait.
Yeah, it was.
Venom had a second movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with Carnage.
It was so bad.
I like Carnage a lot more than Venom. But when I saw the trailers, I was like, oh, fuck, they fucked up Carnage.
He's not even a character. The Carnage in that movie is not even a character. He's just a mindless, like, criminal. Yeah.
They just made Carnage into a comedy skit. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I felt so disappointed that I didn't want to watch it. Actually, as much as I like Tom Hardy, but I don't think he fits well as Eddie Brock. Yeah,
I don't think so. Eddie Brock isn't supposed to be like that, is he? I don't think he's supposed to be the way that Tom Hardy
portrays, right?
Yeah,
I can't sit him in as Eddie Brock as like how I sit Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, or that Hulk guy as Hulk,
who's the Spider-Man you like, the first one? Tobey Maguire.
Like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. Like, I can't sit Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock in that sense.
Yeah, he's just Tom Hardy.
Yeah, in that movie, he's just Tom Hardy. I mean, that's one of his worst movies. Like, but in the other movies, as like, in Peaky Blinders and Legend and all that, he was top notch. Yeah, I agree. But in Venom, no, those.
Yeah, I mean, Peaky Blinder. It felt like his character was meant for him. Like, I think nobody could have played that role better than he did.
Elfie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like fuck.
Yeah, I like that character a lot.
Yeah, same.
I think.
What the fuck is this? Who the fuck am I? What the fuck is this? Who the fuck? Who?
Bro, but yeah, you gotta shell out for the big bucks, okay? These actors, they're not going into these blockbuster franchises to make good cinema. They just wanna make those big bucks, okay?
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. wants to get that $20 million paycheck at the end of Avengers. Okay.
Oh, that scene from Peaky Blinders, the one, I think the famous scene that everybody knows, when he was talking to Thomas Shelby about Thomas Shelby's son. It's like, you judging me crossing some fucking line, you. Oh, that scene was so perfectly played, man. Fucking hell.
Bro, Peaky Blinder got me fucked up. Like, I don't smoke, but after watching Peaky Blinder, I had such an urge to smoke that I had to constantly fight myself that, okay, bro, get your shit together. It's just a series. I don't know what's it doing to you, but you don't need to smoke. You're good. I started giving me pep talk, like, okay, get this shit out of your head. Then I called my brother. I'm like, bro, I want to smoke. What should I do? So that I don't smoke. And he goes, just go and smoke and you'll be good. And I'm like, okay, shut up.
Wise advice. Oh, you want to shoot up some heroin? Just go and do it, bro. Like, what are you saying?
You'll be good afterwards.
Yeah, why are you being
I don't know, bro. Like, it got me fucked up. It was so cool, and the generic way Shelby was doing it, I was like, yeah, no harm, no foul. I'll just have a cigarette. What could it do, right?
Just cancer, have a cheeky Marlboro. Just have a cheeky Marlboro here and there.
Have Jodif watched it before, Peaky Blinders?
No.
Oh, you should. But just don't smoke so much, please.
I mean, that show is not going to stop her from smoking, okay?
Exactly. But
that's what Hollywood does. It glamorizes things, right?
Yeah.
Even the bad things, especially the bad things.
Like Hollywood sex.
Always.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. We have this intuition of being rebellious or being doing what we're not supposed to do. So harming ourselves is bad, but if you do the bad thing, then you're cool.
No.
And everybody wants to be cool. But that's the thing. Like, most people, like, most kids who started smoking young probably just thought, like, yeah, it's cool. Or, yeah, why not? Right. And that why not became an addiction. And later on, whatever, you just need it. It just becomes that repetitive thing. Like, I'm having a bad day. Oh, I need a cigarette. I'm having a good day. I should light up a cigarette. Like, regardless of what it is, you just do that.
Like me talking, and sex.
You're talking to three smokers here.
No, sex. I'm not. I stopped. Only two smokers.
You stopped like 2 weeks, bro. 2 weeks.
Bro, the 3 weeks. Can you stop for 3 days? You know how that 3 weeks matter a lot?
Yeah, it does.
Smoker to stop.
Like, you're acting like you're a virgin when, like...
I deserve it, man. I fucking deserve it, man. I fucking stopped without cutting down to vape or anything. I cut immediately, bro.
Well, good for you that you stopped. What made you stop, though?
I was sick and had a lot of infections, like, infection going through my lungs and my oral, and I had, like, high fever. I was like, oh, fuck, this cigarette tastes like shit. Ugh! And then I just stopped from there.
Of course. You used to, like, finish one pack in a couple of days, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, I cut immediately. So, yeah, fuck you guys, man. Fucking smokers. Fucking assholes. Fuck you, Jordan. Fuck you, DK. You funky, smelly panchots.
Fuck you.
All right. Yeah. Anyone have anything else to add?
I like sex.
Of course you do. You just don't get any.
Look who's talking.
Bitch, please.
The four of us here. We can argue all night we want, but everyone listening knows that none of us are getting any.
They don't know that. Jordan,
look at all our faces on the screen now.
You two are still loading.
Oh, that explains a lot, Jordan, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. We look more virgin than our hands.
You look more virgin than anyone else.
Thank you.
Okay, we've gone past the point of no return. It's time to end this shit.
Yeah, yep. it's probably going to be split into two episodes again. I knew it, man. You punch on you. Bari punch on you. No more Koma China.
Probably not. I'll probably need to edit some time out because I was lagging at some point. So it'll be under 2 hours, this episode. So
We've gone to about like 2.5 hours, bro.
Yeah.
No, I checked the time. I know. But, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this episode again of the Talk Cock Podcast. And see you all again.
What's this Talk Cock Podcast? What's this? What was that Talk Cock Podcast? Talk Cock Podcast. A Talk Cock Podcast. Yeah. Kawaii.
You know, what do they have? The Mexican, like, instrument they play?
I have no idea what the fuck churros. Is this, but
churros or what is it?
Churros is the food. Churros is the food, TK.
I'm Mexican.
Okay, see you guys next episode. Yeah.
Bye.
The
fuck.